My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say a lack of patience and just shortness with my children. So you can pray for me in that way. Please do. Last week, if you were here, we talked about, it was Juneteenth on that following Tuesday, June 19th. We talked about how that Abraham Lincoln had set free the slaves. I'm not going to recap the entire talk, but that they found out about that 2.5 years later, that there was legislation that declared them free. There was a proclamation in which they heard it there declared in Galveston, Texas. And then there was appropriation where they received that truth personally for them and walked. They walked free. And that's for every single person here. But I got a follow-up email that week, and they were like, this person was like, hey, thank you. Like, that's a powerful truth. I'm so thankful for that. But help me understand this. I hear that. I appropriate that truth. I know and believe that I'm no longer a slave. And yet, I go back to my addiction 2 days in a row. And that seems incongruent that I've been set free from slavery to sin. And yet, I go back to the sin that I've been set free from. And I'm so thankful that she asked the question. And got to dialogue on that over email and just go back and explain it. I was like, you know what? That is relevant to share from the front. And I want to do it by way of confession. So here's how that looks in my life, specifically on Friday night. So I live in Richardson. I've shared that before. There's a place here in Dallas called Uptown. Now, Richardson to Uptown is like going from Des Moines, Iowa to L.A., it's like totally different worlds. And I don't go to Uptown a lot anymore. But when I did, I went to this birthday party in Uptown on a Friday night, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at women dressed in like crazy clothes and that I should not have been looking at, frankly. And I'm seeing like drink after drink after drink. And I'm not having any as a recovering alcoholic. I'm sitting there with my soda water. And everybody's starting to be a lot more funnier than I am. I can see all the tables around me laughing and having fun. And I hear conversations about like international businessmen taking these crazy lavish trips and owning companies in other countries. And I'm sitting there and I start hearing the voice of my old master, my old slave master. And he's saying to me, hey, it was more fun with me. Not only was it more fun, you were more fun. You used to be the life of the party. Now you're kind of lame sitting there. And you know what? You used to have a lot more. You could have more with me. You know you used to have more with me. And the girls and the status and the trips. Oh, the trips. And my old slave master starts wooing me back and whispering to me, maybe shouting to me. I literally went home and told my wife, I was like, I kind of feel like a loser. Like, I don't belong. Because my old slave master had planted lies and temptation and was pointing me back to my old life. And we talked about that, how the slaves, when they left, when they heard the news they were free, they left with the shirt on their back, no house to go to, didn't know where their next meal was coming from. And you better believe that at some point down the road of freedom, they thought, you know what? At least back there I got fed. I had a bed. I had shelter. I mean, sure, it was horrible and ruthless, but I did have those things. And now there's just temptation. And not only that, you see that in the scriptures. Like that's in Joshua, this you know, after Moses leads the Israelites out of slavery towards the promised land, into the promised land, Moses takes them, and then he passes the baton to Joshua. Moses dies. Joshua's now taking them, and he's telling them, hey, you've come now into the promised land. God has defeated many of your enemies, and you're going to be tempted to worship their gods. God just delivered you from all the false gods of Egypt. You just saw incredible. I mean, he like parted the Red Sea. He rained down bread from heaven. He sent quail upon the land as deep as your knee that you could eat meat for days. He has slaughtered your enemies before you, set you free. I mean, just by marching around Jericho, like God has moved in powerful ways. And yet we know from history, after all God did, they heard the whisper of their old slave master. And they started worshiping those old gods. And so the same question that this gal was asking me, like, hey, how can it be that I've been set free from slavery to sin, and yet I went back to my addiction. I'm like, girl, on Friday night, I was listening loud and clear to my old slave master. And here's the answer. It's one day at a time. It is one day at a time. You have been set free legislatively from slavery to sin, from sin, Satan, and the world, legislatively, once and for all, period. You're no longer a slave to sin and never will be. And yet, every single day of your life, you better believe that your old slave master, Satan, and your flesh, and the world will whisper, if not scream, come back. Come back. It's better with me. It's better. It was better under my care. Your God doesn't love you. It was better. It's easier. And so the thing is, it's the second lesson of groundwork, which is sober 24 hours. Joshua said it this way to the people of Israel. In Joshua chapter 24, I'm going to read verse 14, and then following 15 is going to fly up on the screen. He says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourselves this day whom you will serve." That's it, y'all. That's it. The choose this day whom you will serve. It's a daily 24-hour decision. Who will I serve today? The one true God or Satan, my flesh, and the world? Will I serve God? Choose this day whom I will serve. And so that's what I did. I knew, I read in scripture, I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I was still tempted. I'm still tempted to drink 12 years later. And so every day, literally, I get on my knees before I shower. I get on my knees there before the Lord with my face to the dirty ground in a position of humility. And I say, "Lord, today is yours." And I choose. And I choose that day, today, whom I will serve. I will serve you. And it's a daily reminder for me that when my slave master, my old slave master, calls to me, I'm like, no, I serve the Lord. I serve the Lord. Those are lies. There wasn't life there. Those are lies. My new master is good, faithful, and true. And I now live for a kingdom unseen. And so y'all be reminded that we serve him one day at a time. Choose this day whom you will serve and do not listen to the old slave master. You have been freed. Never, never, never return to the old master. Walk in daily freedom. Commit to the Lord. This day I will serve you. And then tomorrow, this day I will serve you. The next day, this day I will serve you until you are at home with the Lord, safely away from the presence of sin forever.